Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
So, on the tech side of things, a couple of cool stuff happening. Let's start with the first one, which is Android. Android started with including in the operating system, in the built-in system, Bluetooth connectivity for people with hearing aids that will be able to hear broadcasted messages. So that's such a cool thing. So if you've got, what this does is if you've got a hearing aid in your ear which connects via Bluetooth, airports and train stations and stuff will be able to broadcast their messages or announcements over these Bluetooth headsets, over these Bluetooth transmitters rather, and your headset will then pick it up. Such a cool development. So you will be standing in the airport, and then we all know how difficult it sometimes can be in these noisy places to actually pick up these hearings, pick up these levels, these announcements. And then you can do that. You will be able to do that. So that's such a cool thing. The other thing that's quite cool that I'm very excited about, or think is a cool thing, is that Xbox, or Microsoft rather, is starting to incorporate AI into their Xbox app, and they call it the Game Coach. So what this does, it's AI watching you play your game and coaching you through the actual game. Now, they've got a limited amount of people that's called Xbox Insiders. It's got subscriptions and they can test it. So the Xbox Insiders, the tech-savvy guys, are currently testing it. So they are testing it and to see what it looks like. Cool development. I think is such a cool development, right? So that's, they are doing it, AI development. So that is called then obviously AI or Game Coach by Xbox. The last thing that I want to mention is something that I find so cool, and it's obviously I find it the coolest of all because it's an Apple thing and I'm an Apple enthusiast. And that is with the new AirPods, right? The new AirPods, which is obviously Apple's earphones, with iOS 19, they are incorporating something called live translation, which would be, I don't know if it will be African languages, to be totally honest, as such things are in South Africa, highly doubt it will be African languages. But you can go to Paris in France, and you can actually put your AirPods on, switch to live translation mode, and the guy standing there, or girl, talking to you in their best French, you would hear English in your earphones. Such a cool thing, live translation. Then you would answer in English and play their phones, or you show them your phone, and your phone's speaker will translate to them in natural language, and otherwise it won't be the computer voice talking French. It's natural language, as I'm using now, talking to them, and you could actually have a conversation. This is such a cool thing, because I've just remembered when I read it in this week on The Verge, I just realized, like, listen, this is all the superhero stuff. Batman's got the thing in his bat mask, right? That's him. He's able to transmit police sirens and hear the sirens on the radio calls. Spider-Man as well. But they're able to go to any country and actually hear it. I'm immediately thinking of X-Men. Do you remember X-Men? Professor Xavier, the guy in the wheelchair with the comics, he had this yellow wheelchair with a big X on it. He was actually able to like communicate with people in English and in their minds. I know it sounds weird, but he communicated with them in their minds and they could communicate with him. I'm thinking of these things and I'm thinking, like, that's where we're heading, right? I can have a conversation with someone in Spanish or in Portuguese and hear English in my ears. Imagine that. Imagine we've got the capabilities to teach Apple and Android, obviously, if they can start incorporating to African languages. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine sitting in a lecture hall and the lecturer is standing there in front talking English, but you hear isiXhosa in your ears. You hear them teaching you in isiXhosa. Or that guy standing there and teaching you in isiXhosa, but I'm hearing English. Such a cool thing. I'm so excited about it. Well, unity through diversity, right?
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.